Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. It all depends on your time zone. I'm here today to talk about lunch. And I wanted to share some stuff with you. I wanted to make some stuff with you, but the kitchen is not ready for that. Today is November the 17th, 2020 on the Gregorian calendar, 1440, 1441 on the moon and the sun calendar, respectively. I am Alessandra Sandy Ali, coming to you live, Eating to Live. So I know that Blog Talk is streaming, and I know that Facebook is streaming. Let's see about, I don't know about YouTube. I have to figure that out. But anyway, they're on. Hi. I don't know what to do after, so I'll figure it out. All right, so we want to talk about a couple of things today. I want to show you how to make the, or tell you how to make the eggless egg salad. Now, anybody who has coronary problems, cardio problems, which includes the blood, the heart, and the arteries, eggs are not your friend. Okay, so a lot of things that are clogging the arteries, you have to detox your arteries, you have to clean those things out, because remember, blood, water, air, all has to go through. And the arteries are in the circular motion is about the size of a pin on the head of a needle, or a pin, P-I-N. And so there's a lot of things that have to happen. And remember, your arteries are about 6 miles long within your body, okay, wrapped around everything. It's your very, the veins are the very life, not only for humans, but also for the plant community, plant kingdom. And so things have to flow accordingly. And we did the body energy clock last week, and we finished it yesterday. And so now it's time to move on. If you want to join us with making these, what I'm going to do today is I'm going to make up a grocery or a shopping list of things that you will need to reproduce these recipes, okay? What I'm going to do right now is talk to you about the eggless egg salad, all right? So you need basically two ingredients. You need the garbanzo beans, better known as chickpeas. I like to buy mine in the box, or what you can do even better is get them dried and soak them overnight. And one of the things that you can do, I discovered this week, was if you soak them overnight, you can put all your seasonings in there and let the seasonings get into the chickpeas. And so I put bay leaves in it, I put basil, I put thyme, I put a lot of the Middle Eastern or Mediterranean herbs and spices that they use for that, okay? And so what we are willing to do is there are two ways to soak overnight. Well, basically one way to soak overnight. You can cook them for hours, or you can cook them for 2 minutes on a high boil, then turn them off and let them sit overnight, or a couple of hours, or overnight. It all depends on how mushy you want it. And then you take them out, and then you put it in a food processor. You want to add more spices, cilantro, onions, shallots, whatever. And then you mix it, and then you add the mayo, salt, and pepper. It's a wrap, right? Very easy. And we use aquafaba, which is the liquid off of the chickpeas, to substitute for ingredients. Well, if you're substituting for eggs, for instance, if you're making a cake or doing something like that that requires eggs, you can use the garbanzo beans liquid instead. Okay, because let me tell you, when you have clogged arteries, it's going to be hard to breathe. You're going to have palpitations of the heart because it's not flowing. Just think about your clogged drain in your bathroom. when all that hair goes down in the clogs, it's going to stop up. It's going to back up. You're going to back up. And that's where acid reflux comes from, clogged arteries. All right. So it's always good to put a pinch of cayenne pepper in your food to keep things flowing. Like I shared with you the other day, when you see someone having a heart attack or something, you just take a pinch of cayenne pepper, put it under their tongue, and the cayenne pepper restricts the heart attack. It stops it in its tracks. And so that's one good thing that you can do. I know a lot of natural people carry a little sachet of cayenne pepper with them, and we actually did that. One of my clients had a trip, and he was coming from South America, and he was coming so I could see what everything was going on with him. And he had a heart attack on getting off the plane. And so they didn't take him to the hospital. He just came straight to the house on Long Island. And and so I started with the cayenne pepper, and then we did a lot of the herbs. We boiled them down with the rub. We rubbed them down, and everything stopped and normalized. And then I insisted that he go to the hospital after we worked on him. And he got a thumbs up with everything he was doing. But they misdiagnosed him with his prostate. And we were able to show the test of the scan that I took to the cardiologist, and the cardiologist, you know, he acquiesced. And so they wanted to find something else, because remember I told you, when you go into somebody's house looking for something, you're going to find it. So they wanted to say, okay, he doesn't have a heart issue. Now that you've proven that, let's go to the prostate. And so I took the whole report, and I said, there's nothing wrong with the prostate. So they reluctantly admitted, and so you know, that's what they do. That's their job. If you have a job to do, you're going to do it at the best of your ability. The only job that Judas has was to betray your Christ. And then Jesus kissed them, according to your Bible, and saying, you're the only friend, and go do your job that you were created to do. So don't give people heart attacks about doing their job. You don't know. No one checked with you before they were born to find out what their job would be, okay? All right, so I want to talk to you first, though. If you can't find a box of garbanzo beans, or you don't do the dry and soak them overnight, the last case scenario would be to get a can of garbanzo beans, chickpea beans, chickpeas. That's funny, they call it garbanzo beans and then chickpeas. But you don't want to get the canned goods that have BPA. This one is this is the 365 Whole Foods, which is now nationalized. And let's see, I'm going to look at, okay. So this is 365 garbanzo beans. But if you look in this corner here, in this side here, put it here close. It says non-BPA lining. Any canned goods that you're looking for, you need to have non-BPA lining. And you may ask yourself, what is lining? No. You may ask yourself, what is BPA? BPA is a chemical that is added to many commercial products, including food containers and hygiene products. It was first discovered in the 1890s, but chemists in the 1950s realized that it could be mixed with other compounds to produce strong and resilient plastic. So this is a case of plastic in the food. You know, there's a lot of rice going around. I grew up in the South, in South Carolina, where rice was king. So it's hard to fool a Geechee on rice. That's all we are known for is rice. And so you have to be mindful that there's a shortage of foods now that we used to have, but we don't have anymore, okay? All right, so BPA lining. These days, BPA containing plastics are commonly used in food containers, baby bottles, and other items. BPA is also used to make resin, you know, residue, which are spread on the inner lining of canned food containers to keep the metal from corroding and breaking. But it's going to corrode your food. It's not going to corrode the can, but it's going to corrode your food. It's going to corrode your stomach. It's going to corrode your arteries. It's going to corrode your liver, your kidneys, your heart. And so I know people say, oh, I've been eating canned goods all my life. But when you come to a realization and you know better, your mind and your body operate together. Okay? So when you find out something, when you are given information, you are now responsible for doing what's best for you, what's the right thing. Okay? All right, so no BPA lining. Common products that may contain BPA include items packaged in plastic containers, canned foods, toiletries, female hygiene products. Remember a long time ago there was a lawsuit against tampons. And so I don't know if it was Playtex or whatever, but they were sued because a young girl died of toxic shock syndrome. And basically, what was explained to me by the late, great Dick Gregory is that a lot of times they use shortcuts. Products, corporations or former corporations used to use a lot of shortcuts with that. And it would cause harm to people. They had one or two lawsuits because people maybe were not ashamed, or they were ashamed to come forth, talk about those things, or they didn't do an autopsy to have scientific proof that those things killed the person. But now is a new day. You have the information age now where everything is going to be out in the open, you know. One of the things that you can do is use the non-BPA lining, but the boxes and the dry, okay, to change that around. I remember he told me also that the lawsuit with Johnson & Johnson, so many women were a part of that. And I had a client who used to use their products, and she developed ovarian cancer, and she was able to get in with the class action lawsuit against them because we found out, and Baba Dick told us, that Johnson & Johnson used to use powdered glass to, like the shower powder and the baby powder. They used to use glass, powdered glass, for a number of years. He told me the years, the period of the years that they used that to stretch out the stuff, you know, which is ridiculous. Thermal printer receipts have BPA. So when you get that receipt from a thermal printer at a grocery store or something like that, I don't know if a lot of people still use it. Maybe the mom and pop shops unknowingly use thermal printers, but that wouldn't be a good thing. CDs and DVDs use BPA. Household electronics, BPA. Eyeglass lenses, BPA. Sports equipment, BPA. Dental filling sealants. We definitely know that. That mercury is no good. If you're going to get fillings, do not use mercury. Because, I can't remember his name, but I have a friend, an associate from a long time ago. He's a dentist in Connecticut, and he was the only one that went to the Supreme Court to have the right to tell people, his patients, that the mercury was going to cause damage. And I think the last straw was when a toddler came to him, and the parents wanted to give the child filling after they gave the child so much candy that the teeth rotted out. I think they were passed to, whenever they got their permanent teeth, and the teeth were all rotted, and they came to him. And he tried to explain to them what would happen, but they were like, we want her to have fillings. So he put the fillings in, and the child went mental. And they traced it back to the day after that the child was had fillings put in her mouth. And so he lost everything. His his peers and cohorts in the dentistry business turned their back on him. They confiscated his planes and his mansions and all that. But whatever they didn't take, he sold to hire lawyers. And after the lawyers' money ran out, he fought on his own just for the right to tell them, and he won. And so those are some things that people will do. They will go to the end of the earth to get their assignment done. Okay? All right. However, we have to be cognizant, and you have to do your research. If you were to take a step back and just look at everything that is going on our land, you would not be happy. But not knowing makes you happy. You know, some people want to know, some people need to know, some people don't want to know. All right. So do your research on BPA. Go in the cupboard and look at your products, your canned goods, because a lot of the shelters and the food banks use stuff nobody else wants, and then you give it to the community. What would happen if Whole Foods had a food bank of non-soy products and non-wheat products? You know, they would lose money. Everybody would be at the food bank. And so let's just go on now. And then you use the vegan mayonnaise. This is the only one. Let's see. This is the only mayonnaise that I mess with. Follow your heart. Soy-free. I always tell people the light green top because it has no soy. Veganese. Better than mayo. It is egg-free and dairy-free. Right. And you can make this, you know. It only has a couple of as oil, safflower oil, brown rice syrup. That's it. And so,